It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Great to be with you again here from Austin, Texas at Bible Home Church. I want to thank all of you who have been so kind as to write to us, and especially those who have been led by the Holy Spirit to send us your love gifts and your offerings and tithes so that we could keep this gospel message going around the world. You know, we get mail from all kinds of places, from the Philippines, from Romania, from South America, from Canada. We're so thankful that so many listen to Bible Home Church. Remember, not too long ago, we had some friends in the Philippines, and you know, they had their church sort of out in the woods, outside their village there. Didn't have enough money for a sanctuary or a church building. But I tell you what, I think the presence of Jesus was just as much powerfully there as in any cathedral in Europe or in New York City. In fact, I suspect more so. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst thereof. And that was the words of the Lord. Man wrote to me just recently, and he said that the only churches in his small town had all grown apostate over time, and now he and his wife have to stay home and have their own church. Why, is that legal? To have a man and a wife conducting their own church? Well, yes, it is. It would be good to have other friends, forsake not the assembly. But where two or three are gathered in my name, said Christ, there he's going to be. And they were very sincere about their faith and about their worship together and their prayer time with the Lord. Now, you say, well, that's not possible. Surely they need a pastor and a song leader and a choir director and a Sunday school director and a church secretary and a church janitor and all of those employees, and they need a bill. Well, now, come on. The early church, the Bible says, met in homes. And that's why we've called our congregation Bible Home Church. Starts with the Word of God, which really is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then, of course, God should be the center of every home. That's what church is all about. If a man says, I have not a home, really? The Apostle Paul said that we who are of Christ are already situated in heavenly places. You don't have a home? Oh, I do. Oh, I got a place here too, a shelter. And I consider it sort of nice. I enjoy going home at the end of the day. It's just temporary though. It's a hovel compared to what I'm going to have in heaven, what I've already got. God has already prepared a mansion for me. Hope it's not gathering dust. I'm going to be there soon. I bet there is no dust in heaven. Have you thought about that? Don't have any vacuum cleaners up there. Well, in any case, we don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm telling you, it's going to be glorious. We're going to continue today the secrets of God. The secrets of God. Would you like to know some secrets today? I would. And there's a way that you'll know things that the whole world will never understand. The secrets of God. But first, we've got some music here. Johnny Ray Watson, an old friend of the ministry, he does the theme song, It's Beginning to Rain. I like that song. This is one, though, that I really like. The King is Coming. You know who the King is, and he's coming. And here's Johnny Ray, and then I'll follow it with my message for today, which is part three of The Secrets of God. I'm Tex Mars.
Marketplace is empty.
no more traffic in the streets. All the builders too's a sight. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewife, cease your labor. In the courtrooms, no more debate. Work on earth has now suspended. As a king comes to the gate, happy faces line the hallways. Those lives have been redeemed. Broken homes he has mended. Those in prison he set free. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, stand all aglow. Those are crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding. And now his face I see. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throne and the flurry of God's trumpets spells the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding, heaven's grandstand now in place. Oh, heaven's choir has now assembled as they sing amazing grace. Oh, the king is coming. Oh, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see.
My friends, you dig, you search for knowledge and ask God's help, and he will reveal certain secrets to you. And men cannot evade the eyes of God. They just can't. Let me give you some other Bible verses of power. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15 says, "Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us?" Whatever they counsel others, whatever they plan and conspire to do, they believe they're doing it in the dark, and they say, who sees us? Who knows what we're doing? God does, and God can reveal it to his people in the last days. The secret things God can tell you about. Now men say, well, if I use sorcery, if I use magic, if I ask the devil's powers to help me, can I then hide these things? No, it won't help you at all. You can deceive the nations of the earth even. Revelation 18 verse 23 talks about mystery, Babylon the Great. Your merchants were the great men of the earth because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. And, you know, the elite of this world, the powerful, the rich, will even take human captives
You say, well, now, slavery's been outlawed for a long time, Tex. We had abolition, and then we had the war between the states, 1865. You know, that was resolved with Abraham Lincoln. Listen to me, my friends. There are still slaves being taken today. Men and women brought into bondage through sorcery and magic, and they don't even know what's going on. Because the elite of this world keep their secrets, and they have knowledge of demon powers on how to deceive and entrap human beings. Listen to Revelation 18, verse 13. It talks about that the merchants of the earth had cargoes. Cargoes. Well, yeah, well, they're huge merchant ships. You've seen pictures of them. Maybe you've been on some of them. In their holds, they have incredible cargoes of furniture and automobiles and food and all kinds of things. In fact, by the way, Revelation 18 lists all of the goods that under free trade, free trade, you know, NAFTA and all of the European community and all that, they're traded back and forth. But listen, did you know that it says in Revelation 18:13 that those cargoes include slaves and human lives? Oh, they're not down there in chains. We don't have slave masters with whips beating the slaves as those ships traverse the seas of this earth. We're talking about people whose minds are enslaved, and they will do whatever the rich men and the powerful men tell them to do. And they'll do so willingly, not even knowing they're a slave. They think they're free. They think they have liberty. And cargo ships, figuratively, are packed to the brim with slaves and human lives. Mind control, occultism, sorcery, magic of the Illuminati. And you can't break free of that unless you know the secret. Unless you have the code and you're able to break the ancient code of evil. And only God can give you that. The Bible is full of secrets. Prophetic secrets. Secret things that the world cannot understand. But if you are a royal person, you can. What does it take to be a royal person? Do you have to be part of the heritage of, you know, the royal family in Great Britain, perhaps? Or, you know, they still have some kings. They have a king and queen of Thailand and Asia. And a few other countries in the world have kings and queens. I don't think that's what the Bible means about being part of a royal family. You see, the greatest king of all is King Jesus. And if you have him in your hearts, then you are part of his family and you have royal blood. That's right. As spiritual though it may be, it is a royal blood. His blood is certainly royal, let me tell you. You know, I love Proverbs, and I love Proverbs 25, verse 2 especially. Let me read it to you here. It says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. I'm going to stop right there. God can do whatever he wants. He's sovereign. And that's his glory if he wants to conceal a thing. And he conceals many things from the world. Believe me, the world is stupid. They don't know these things. But let me finish the verse. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but, remember I tell you, always look for the but, the B-U-T. Ooh, that's a powerful word. Just to read letters, but man, woo. But the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Wow. That's up to God's glory if he wants to conceal a thing. But if you're a king, if you're a kingly person, then if you have honor, you can search out a matter. Remember about Ezekiel digging in the walls? Now we're seeing here another statement of God. It's the honor of kings to search out a matter. You know, if God can see that you really want to know, you're a truth seeker, he's going to tell you these things. He's going to divine them for you. He's going to explain them and reveal them. And you'll be amazed at the secrets of God that are revealed to you about these last days. Now, I want to warn you, you go knock on your next door neighbor's door and you say, I've got a secret from God. I want to tell you all about it. They'll probably think you're crazy. They won't understand, unless, of course, they're of God themselves. The world doesn't understand these secrets. They can never understand them. But if you have the mind of Christ, you'll know things the world will never know. Okay, now, men, especially the elite, the rich, the powerful of this world, do their best to keep secrets. And they think that they can hide from you and me, the servants of God, but they can't. That's why I've written book after book exposing their secrets.
Please tune in to Bible Home Church next week as Pastor Mars continues his fascinating series on The Secrets of God.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.